Welcome to the Mac Minutes Podcast, episode 149, Apple Unleashed keynote event. Monday expected to bring new hardware and launch date of macOS Monterey. This is the Mac Minutes Podcast with John Scudder from beautiful Anchorage, Alaska. In this podcast, you will hear about the world of Apple and how technology can help you work smarter. We will give you the Apple news in a few minutes, not hours. That's why this is the Mac Minutes Podcast. Let's now go to the show. In this episode, we will preview Apple's next virtual keynote event on Monday, October 18th at 10 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time, which is expected to bring new hardware, including the 14-inch and 16-inch MacBook Pros, third-generation AirPods, and the launching date of macOS Monterey operating system. The Apple keynote event, rightfully named Unleashed, will be shown live on Apple Events TV app or apple.com with special Mac Minutes podcast coverage soon after the event. Let's start with our forecast for Monday, starting with the long-awaited 14-inch and 16-inch MacBook Pros, powered by a new generation of Apple silicon, replacing the outdated Intel Corporation chipsets. These will likely be the well-deserved highlight of the virtual presentation. These silicon models will be an upgrade from their 13-inch MacBook Pros and will be highly sought by users looking to replace their older MacBook Pros with larger screens and faster processing. Many users are ready to upgrade as there are new features in macOS Monterey which will be limited to M1 Max or newer, such as live text, portrait mode for FaceTime, detailed maps, on-device keyboard dictation, and unlimited keyboard dictation. It's expected the new 14 and 16-inch MacBook Pros will come with a new chipset, potentially called the M1X. The M1X will deliver faster graphics along with processing. We will likely find out exactly how fast on Monday. The new generation of MacBook Pros are expected to feature an HDMI port, an SD card port, and a refined MagSafe charging port. These anticipated features will be welcomed by users, many like myself, and the touch bar, which never quite caught on with users, will fall by the wayside. These two ports, the HDMI and SD ports, are by far the most used by myself and will allow me to ditch the dongle bag in most situations. The display will likely feature a mini LED display with an improved 120 Hz refresh rate, a step up from previous MacBook Pros. For those of us looking for bargains at Apple, which only happen periodically, with the 14 and 16-inch MacBook Pro models, what will happen to the 13-inch MacBook Pro? If not continued, we will likely see some bargains from retailers, which will likely go very quick. If you are looking to buy one of these new 14-inch or 16-inch MacBook Pros, looking at the previous launches, the availability occurred on the day of the launch. If you want one in the near future, you need to be ready. On the same note about availability, we talked about the Apple Watch Series 7 in the previous podcast. To give you an update, I ordered a stainless steel model 15 minutes after the launch, which was 4:15 in the morning here in Alaska, and I am now waiting until sometime in November. Needless to say, I wasn't so happy with the results of my extra effort. So if you want one of these 14 or 16-inch MacBook Pros, you need to be ready. Let's move on to our next projected announcement we did not see with the iPhone or Apple Watch Series 7 launches. This is the likelihood of the launch of the AirPods 3 models. We may see it on Monday. The new AirPods will have shorter AirPods Pro-like stems with an AirPods Pro-style case, but will continue to be a more affordable option without active noise cancellation. Moving on to new software, we will likely find out when macOS Monterey is going to launch. macOS Monterey is currently in beta testing. The release of the public version is expected, as it was announced earlier by Apple, at the June 7th WWDC event by Apple and will coincide with the previous year's launch timelines following the iOS software. Apple has told us some of the new features in macOS Monterey. Summarizing some of the new improvements to macOS Monterey, you will be able to connect, share like never before using a new FaceTime update, explore a redesigned and streamlined Safari, discover and invent powerful new ways to work using universal control and shortcuts, stay in the moment with focus, and so much more. We will cover these new improvements in the coming weeks when more of us are using the new operating system. They will be available for 2014 and later Mac Minis, 2015 and later MacBook, MacBook Air, and MacBook Pro, and 2017 and later iMac Pro. It continues to be a busy season for us tech enthusiasts, culminating this week. If you didn't notice, the Apple keynote is on a Monday. That's not a mistake. It's one day before Google holds its Pixel event and 2 days before Samsung holds an event. 3 days of back-to-back launches. If you have some Apple news you would like me to cover or just a general question, please reach me at mail.macminutes@gmail.com or through the Mac Minutes webpage at macminutespodcast.com. Other places we post news are at Twitter at minutes_Mac and Facebook at Mac Minutes. I'd urge you to join the Facebook Mac Minutes podcast group where I post articles from the top tech journalists. People can discuss topics, post articles, join special events, and other great tech happenings. For all those listening to today's podcast, I hope all of you and your loved ones are well and look forward to talking with you on Monday for our next podcast. So that's all we have for Mac Minutes. Thank you again for listening. And Mac Minutes is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, CastBox, Deezer, Google Podcasts, Amazon, Podchaser, and many other of your favorite podcatchers. Be safe, be nice, and stay well. Thank you again for listening to the Mac Minutes podcast. I hope you have a great weekend ahead, and we will talk with you soon.